You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
When you are allowed to talk to players during the year, So do we need to bring in, he reckons it's a free-for-all. And I tend to agree with him. I wish I remembered his name. So Collingwood have approached Schultz 12 months out from his contract and said, oh, hang on, just, I don't know what they said, but don't sign a contract extension in 12 months' time. We're really interested in getting you. I heard Jade Gresham speak. He said, I spoke to the Bombers a couple of times through the year and liked what they had to say. We saw Fremantle do the same with Luke Jackson. So it's all swings and roundabouts.
We saw
Geelong try and get Bowes probably halfway through the season. What's allowed? And is it through the player? Is it through the manager? And does the AFL need to crack down on that where we just have a specific window of 3 weeks and then you can go your hardest? Or are you okay with clubs approaching players mid-year?
I think with the way that the clubs are set up, it takes time for these to evolve. It's a little bit of relationship building as well, isn't it, Cornsy? Because you're starting off and your initial conversation is just one out of interest. We've got interest in player A, and it's probably to his manager. Can you have a chat to him and just get his thoughts around, you know, his positioning at the club and what his thoughts are moving forward? I think that's the open conversation you have initially. I think that can happen at any stage, and that should be happening behind closed doors. Then it evolves into, well, there's a bit of interest here. Okay, can we catch up? You know, it all has to go through the management first. That's why the manager is in play. The player comes into it at a point of decision, I think, where they're looking to either say yes or no to the deal or the opportunity that may be presented to him in 12 months' time or in, you know, 6 months' time or even quicker than that. I think it should be reasonably open because it should be just the managers and the clubs that are talking first with the player getting involved at the time of decision.
All right. What do you think? Should we be stricter on when clubs approach players?
Or do you think they should be stricter yourself?
Well, I think it would be cleaner if we just had a period. So whether it is mid-year, so whether there's a two-week window mid-year where it is a bit of a free-for-all and whether that's around the buys, whether we just have one buy where everyone has a break and that can be a bit of a trade window that you can catch up and meet with players, because it's a bit confusing for me. What are the rules? We speak to clubs all the time and they say, I'm not going to speak about it because he's a contracted player. But behind the scenes, you're going and approaching his manager mid-year, see Taylor Adams himself going to put that on the agenda. What's fair?
It was Lin Jong, wasn't it?
Who toured the Pies
all those years ago.
So we either make it like the NRL and we just...
But this
just,
is the thing.
Anything goes.
Actually, it's a good point because was Brodie Grundy not selected in the finals because of...
All of that.
So therefore, if we're going to be open in our conversations behind the scenes to managers and players, that shouldn't affect selection for your position in the and that's the NRL style that you're talking about, because players announce that they are leaving, yet it doesn't affect selection for, you know, the remainder of that season. I think that becomes an important layer that needs to be thrashed out a little bit in regards to selection, because once you nominate Cornsy, you're saying I want to go to Essendon, then that shouldn't affect your ability to still perform for Port Adelaide as an example for the remainder of that year.
Yeah. So we're sort of half in.
We are a little bit. Yeah, it's a good call.
A toe in the water. We're either all in or we make the rules a little bit stricter.